We welcome our guest, Ricky Dillard. Ricky Dillard and New G. Ricky, how are you?
I'm good, bro. Ellison, how are you, sir?
Hey, I am blessed. You are blessed.
I know.
You are blessed as well because your album came in at number one.
Yeah, man. I'm so speechless at the amazing power and love and grace of God that we are here with a number one record for the first time in our career. And this is a celebrated event and moment. And I'm so grateful that you have allowed us to speak about it. It's just overwhelming. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Tell us about the Stellar Awards, because every time I watch you at the Stellar Awards, it seems that Ricky Dillard and New G, you're always amazing.
Oh, wow. I'm honored, brother. I'm honored that that's what you see, and it is really all of the glory of our God who has called me into this and called me to this assignment, and I just want to be faithful and loyal to the call as well as to our Lord as we try to empower the kingdom and celebrate the kingdom and just make sure that people walk away feeling God. You know what I'm saying? I don't want them to feel anything but God when they're in the services with us and we are ministering. We want the presence of the Lord to be the focal point of the evening.
The single Amazing, is that something a little different from Ricky Dillard and New G?
It is. It is. And I'm not ashamed to say that it's a difference for us. I had been trying to figure out where I fit in this new music and this new style and sound of music. And we had been sitting for a couple of years trying to figure this out because I had to learn the sound as well as this new genre in gospel called praise and worship. I had to learn it and let it get in my spirit and in my heart. And we were looking for music for our new project, and one of the first songs that came across my desk was Amazing. And I felt it was appropriate. Now, I didn't want my audience of supporters who have been supporting us for the past 25 years to box me into only one flair and one style, one sound. I want to be just as transparent as any other artist who's had longevity in their career. And with us coming with Amazing, it allowed us to win some new friends and some new supporters who love the sound of praise and worship. And we wanted to try to mesh what we do from the past with our future. And that was with this amazing song. And it has done us so well that God has allowed us to come out at number one on the charts.
We're talking to our guest, Ricky Dillard. Ricky, you've always been an innovator, going back to the club days with Frankie Knuckles and that Chicago sound. Tell us about that and how did all that happen?
Well, it's the funniest thing that, you know, when we're young, you oftentimes seek out things that you really don't know what you're really seeking out until you actually get involved in it. And I had always wanted to record gospel. However, it wasn't time for gospel, and I didn't know that it wasn't time for gospel. However, I started to adventure out into another sound of music that I loved dearly, and that was the house sound of Chicago. And I had signed a record deal with a label called DJ International Records. It was a local independent label that was doing house music. And on the interim of that, I ended up meeting some great artists on that side, such as Frankie Knuckles, Farley Jack Master Funk, Steve Silk Hurley. I started meeting these guys through being signed at DJ International because I believe one of the first songs that I did was with Farley. And he ended up putting that on the radio like the week I cut it. That weekend, it was on the radio, and I was like, wow, this is just, you know, really awesome. So, you know, I ventured out into that before I even started New G. And it was probably around the same, I still was in it around the same time I started New G. But however, we got kicked off from being signed with a local house label, meeting some of the top DJs in Chicago who were on radio at that time. And that's how we got started into the secular side, or for that fact, the house music side of music.
You have done a lot of things. We'll take you back to, do you remember the Leap of Faith movie?
Yes, sir. I do.
How was that?
I mean, the Lord has really blown my mind from the very beginning of the call to gospel music. And not just, he showed me favor so many times, and his grace has followed to have done the Going Home to Gospel with Patti LaBelle, which was a PBS television station special. From there, I think the world saw me and Nuji do what we do, and Paramount Pictures ended up calling me after seeing that television special with Patti LaBelle. And it was one of the most overwhelming, over-the-top blessings that God could have given me at such an early stage of my career, because I actually did that movie when I first got out on the scene with Nuji in 90 when we dropped the Promise album. Matter of fact, while we were cutting PBS special with Going Home to Gospel, our album released when we were cutting that that particular show. And from there to go on to do a Paramount picture with Steve Martin and Deborah Winger and Meatloaf and so many, many great actors, Edwin Hawkins, Albertina Walker, Sean Pace Rhodes, Lynette Hawkins. I mean, it was just so overwhelming to be featured in this motion picture. So kudos to the Lord for just being so favorable and mindful and thoughtful to allow our music ministry to be seen on motion pictures.